Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. Great to see you again. Hopefully, you are having a great weekend so far. I'm sure this game, which is very dramatic for many of you, so looks like the weekend will depend on whether you are having a good game week or not. Welcome, everyone. It's been a while. Finally, I'm back from my holidays. Had a week to rest up and come back to work as well. And this weekend, 8 matches to go. So usually we get between 6 and 7 matches. Today we have 8 matches, including the double game week, which has Burnley against Luton Town on Tuesday. So is it Tuesday or Wednesday? So yeah, so far so good, I think, for so many of you. A lot of drama. Many of you, like myself, have sold Saka. And depending on who you got, so I got Son, so basically both scored, but I lost the hit because I made 3 transfers. We'll go into my team in a second. But yeah, Estupinian, either you have him for a -2 or he is even coming off the bench. And I see some comments in the comment section here. Welcome, everyone. Rodriv, yeah, exactly. Good evening. Good evening for every Estupinian owner. Right, before we start, I have, as usual, I have put the poll for today, and it's quite an interesting one, so be careful with the choices. So the poll is the top 2 defenders for XGI today were Trippier, and so Trippier was first, top of the table for defenders. Who is the second one? Cash, Estupinian, Robertson, or Anderson from Crystal Palace. So I'll give a minute to you guys so you can think about it and choose and participate in the poll. Welcome, everyone. I will welcome the viewers in the comment section. We have already 75 joining in, so I hope more will come in the next few seconds. Matteo, hi, 57. Basically a grey arrow, so at a 22k, well, that's amazing. The rank itself is great. I was thinking that 57 will give you a bit of a green arrow. I haven't checked my arrow, to be honest with you guys. I'm on a 33 points without a bonus. I don't know who is getting bonus in my team yet. -4, so a net of 29 so far. You add 3 points for a Trippier because I just bought him. And maybe Sun gets a bonus point or something, so we will see how things finalize, especially the last game. The bonus points might change, but overall disappointing. My Triple City have blanked. Sterling is yet to go today. Morris, the man, the legend, the myth, he is the one that I got also last week. I was talking about him in the show that he might be a punt, a great punt for game week 7 if you are looking for an enabler. And I thought, sack Jackson, man. Sack Nicholas Jackson. And I sold him early last weekend, right after a Chelsea game. Even before it finished, when he got the yellow card, I was like, okay, done. You're out. So, quite happy with that. Bonnie, so rubbish game week. Brian, rubbish game day as well. Rashford and Bruno are dead to me. Yeah, I have Rashford as well, and it's a bigger problem now. Lars, welcome. 47 points with Mbeumo left to play. Not very happy with that. I think if you pass the 50 points, you are close to a grey arrow. I don't think the remaining matches will make a huge change in the ranking unless you have Sterling, for example. Alan, hello, Alan. How are you? No bonus for Sun. Okay, so he finishes on 7. I sold Saka, who is finishing on 9, I believe. So that means I'm losing 2 points difference plus the hit, so 6 points. Hopefully, over the next 2 game weeks, especially when Son plays Luton Town, if he's not injured, so we'll see how things develop during the week, then I can get the points back. Okay, let's just start with my team. And my team needs a lot of working, right? I think I'm resisting the wild card. I think there is a value in playing it later on. I'm not entirely sure. The wild cards I'm seeing are 2-3 moves away from where I was, and maybe now 1 move away from where I am now. I didn't fancy it. But Onana is a problem. Akanji is kind of funny one because he's still keeping his place. He's still starting. Yes, Man City didn't keep clean sheets in the last couple, but with the Champions League now kicking in almost every midweek from now on, I feel like Akanji will start to miss out a lot of games, and I don't want to be in this situation where Man City can potentially keep a clean sheet and Akanji doesn't start. So I don't feel the rush to sell him, but I need to be prepared. And I think the remaining defenders should give a cover for the next one at least until I see that he is definitely not going to play more in the league. Estupinian, not gonna talk about it. Rashford, Foden, Madison, Blanks, Son with a 7-pointer, Haaland. I think I have really been close to Captain Morris. But I thought like, okay, don't be stupid. I mean, having Morris is just great differential, and I didn't fancy more than the vice captain, which in hindsight I regret that because it looked great. And I think Morris should have had more in this game. The chance that led to the first goal, it was Morris header that had 2 touches before scoring the goal. So in any other day, he's been really close to get another assist from the first goal and then looking in the 3 bonus points. I think he will get 2, but still we have Burnley at home. So maybe another one, Morris. Please. And of course, nothing on the bench as I would expect. So yeah, not great, 33 points. Or even 34 if we can't Morris point. So yeah, it's probably a red arrow, right? So anyways, right, so let's go through, before we go through the matches, let's see the results for the poll. So 51% of you guys say it's cash, 15% is Stupinian, 15% Robertson, and 20% Anderson. Alright, so the correct answer is actually number 1 is Trippier, as we agreed. Number 2 is Estupinian, believe it or not. It's funny, he scored an own goal, he was subbed off at halftime. But you will see now in the defender's table, he had that chance in the 6th minute where he could have really scored. He was facing the goalkeeper and his shot was really weak. So that counted for almost an XG of 0.49, which is in total, he didn't have much to assist during the game, but having about 0.5 XGI was pretty much the second highest after a Trippier. So looking back, if Stupinian has scored that one, we would be looking in a really good shape, even with a sub off, even with the own goal. At least it would have been still some positive points. But yeah, Stupinian is the right answer for this poll. So congrats to the 15% who voted for Stupinian. You get a shout out, guys. Let me know in the comment section if you choose him. All right, so yeah, let's just start the match day report. And we will start with a big one, Aston Villa against Brighton, 6-1. Absolutely no one predicted that, but Aston Villa were just really superior and very, very clinical. I think in total, if you compare the XG during the game, It was really close. I think Villa had an XG of 1.8 and Brighton 1.76 or 1.9, depending on which source you are following. But it was really close. And yet, the score is very, very, very high. So, Watkins with his hat-trick and two assists from a total XGI of 0.98. So, almost one. And that's absolutely madness. Absolutely madness. Six goal attempts for Watkins. Two biggest chances in total. He was also very creative. Five chances created. He's absolutely... He was like a Pelé today. You can call him today Oli Pelé. Oli Maradona, as you wish. But Watkins was really superior today. So, five returns. 23 points. I think that's by far the best decision that wildcarders have made. If I've seen many have wildcarded and had Watkins in their team. So if you had Watkins, please let me know so I can give you a shout out, because that's just brilliant. Against Brighton as well. Cash with a total XGI of 0.48 with one assist. Diaby, who went off injured, and it's kind of a lot of missed calls from Unai Emery after the match, whether if he's out for the next few matches or it's not going to affect the next few matches. So it's kind of a problem in the translation or interpretation, the quotes. So keep an eye on what's the situation with Diaby. Five goal attempts for Diaby, total XGI of 0.46. I never owned him. I wish I had. Because I know him very well from Bundesliga. He's just so electric, so brilliant. David had Watkins in from the start. Wow. I give you my respect, man, because we believed in Jackson. We went for him. Maybe even many Watkins owners have swapped Watkins to Jackson in game 3 ahead of the great fixtures for Jackson. But yeah, congratulations, David. You fully deserve it. Oli Pelé. Yeah, it just came at the moment, guys. So we can call him Oli Pelé from now on. Something different with Watkins today. That's Lars saying. Normally, he passes a lot in the same positions he tries to score from today. He scored from a low XG spot. Diaby was a bit frustrated with not getting the ball. Wow, okay. Very interesting. I would like to see more than if this is something that changing in Watkins' game, basically. So very, very interesting notes from Lars. Thank you very much for sharing. Lane is also saying Watkins from the start. If you never had Jackson, then I give you my respect. So great one, great one. Right, so Manchester United, home defeat. So this slide is basically the away slide, because you see three out of the four matches you see here is away wins. You will see in the next slide, it's the home slide. So pretty interesting day with no draws. So Crystal Palace win against Man United, a goal from Joachim Anderson, from a total XGI of 0.5, three goal attempts. Anderson, he is a player that always pops up in Palace. Definitely. When I saw him, I was like, okay, that's him. He is the one that you should own from the defenders when you fancy a defender from Palace, because he's always there for some headers, for attacking returns, for assists, for goals. And he's always there, so I really like him as a pick when fixtures for Palace permit and give us really nice run of games. I would definitely like to have him as a budget midfielder, defender. Izzy, one of the budget midfielders I was talking about, I had him at the start of the season. He did absolutely nothing, and once I sold him, he became so good in scoring FPL points. He delivered the assist for Anderson's goal, a total XGI of 0.32. And for Manchester United, another disappointment from Onana, Rashford, Bruno, Fernandes, XGI of 0.39. Hojlund, XGI of 0.61, but I don't think that he is ready to be an FPL asset. I don't think he is, ready to hit the ground running, even for Manchester United. But time will tell. So we will see in the next few weeks. But it seems that things are a bit all over the place for Manchester United, at least. I could be selling Rashford, basically. I could be selling Onana this week. So I really have to give some thoughts about this. Everton and Luton Town. Actually, I think this game was particularly interesting for many of us who have some Luton Town players. Morris was the one that delivered from Luton Town today. A total XGI of 0.34, had a great chance a few minutes before he scores the goal. And it seems like he's very strong. The two chances that led to the goal were from set plays. And it seems that Morris was always there from the corner, heading from the corners, or even the free kick. So I really like what I saw from Morris. I haven't seen a lot of them. Of him at the beginning of the season, but watching him the last few games, he's been really good. So I'm quite happy to have him, and I'm not going to be rushing to selling him after the double game week. He can stay on the bench. I can start him depending on the fixtures for the remaining team. So yeah, Carlton Morris delivered, and he has a game to go, so maybe we could see a bit more from him again. Kabore as well, he's been a popular pick, hasn't delivered today any points, but maybe a clean sheet is coming against Burnley, we will see. From Everton, I think the one I want to mention here is Calvert-Lewin, because we mentioned him a few times, and I just asked to consider shortlisting him, not even considering buying him, when the fixtures are when he's ready and fit, and Everton pick up some momentum, because I think Calvert-Lewin would be the main man, and he is today. XGI of 1.35, 6 goal attempts, and he scored a goal. With these chances, he could have had a bit more from this game, but at the end of the day, they lost at home to Luton Town. Bournemouth against Arsenal. I think this game is particularly interesting for Saka owners or Saka sellers. I don't quite understand what happened in this game. So first of all, Saka starts, which we kind of anticipated because he traveled with the team. But I fancied that he might not start, given that Arsenal have a Champions League midweek and have City next weekend. So maybe he wouldn't be rest, or at least have his minutes managed again. But he started the game and he scored the first goal. I was like, oh my goodness, that's going to be a very long afternoon. after having Estupinian minus two and Saka scores, like, okay, this game which is going to be a big, big red. But then what happens is that Arsenal wins a penalty. Saka gives it to Odegaard. Arsenal gets another penalty and Saka gives it to Havertz. It's like, what is this charity about? It's kind of... I know a friend of mine, we've been chatting on WhatsApp. He has Saka and he's Arsenal fan. He's so angry that he didn't even celebrate the Arsenal win against Bournemouth because he owns Saka and he wanted to take advantage, of course, of the sellers. But what happened was just incredible. I think 9 points with this circumstances, I think I will just take it. Odegaard is someone I considered when I sold Saka, but I reviewed and I said, okay, if Martinelli is out, Saka is out, and if he's out, then Odegaard's chances might be less, and I fancied Son or Bowen, which both of them scored, but I ended up having Son at the end. So Odegaard was a great replacement for Saka, even if you wanted to sell Saka. He even outscored him. He got the goal and assist and a total XGI of 1.17. So quite great game from Odegaard. But nothing much to add to this game, apart from the fact that Saka owners might be frustrated, might be fuming. Let me know what you feel about this, because he scored 9 points. 9 points, that's great. But I would imagine that we might be talking about something like 21 points if he took the penalties. So I feel a bit fortunate with that, for sure. Okay, so we finished the away slides. let's move on to the home winners slide. And we will start with the Newcastle against Burnley. The news were that Botman might be starting yesterday, and now today we learned that he's not. And the Botman owners who bought him early last week or decided to go for the budget missed out on the points. And I know few are getting cash, which is fine because five is like a six pointer, so he didn't lose. You didn't lose much, but I know many are getting Stupinian, so that's pretty disastrous. If you compare Botman against Trippier, then that's a bigger problem because Trippier scored a 12 pointer. So total AGI of 0.66. He delivered the assist, which kind of was a tackle. So it's kind of a bit of a jammy assist there, because the intention was to tackle and intercept the ball, and Almiron recovered it, and he just took his chance and scored a brilliant goal. So that's how it is. And Isaac from the penalty spot scored the second goal. His total AGI today was almost two goals. And as of Burnley, I don't think that they are ready to be fantasy assets yet. I think they are still struggling to have a good start for the season. 1 point from the first seven matches is gonna put a lot of pressure. Maybe Luton Town game is the one that they might make some points to at least properly kick off their season. So it's a game to watch midweek as well. Right, so before I continue with the three matches, I've seen a lot of comments in the comment section here talking about Sam is saying, I went from 5 million to 1 million in just one game. We just still bonus points. That's pretty amazing. How many points you got, Sam? Let me know. Probably around 70, 75 points. That makes a huge jump. It's still congested period. I think after game week 10, I would say, you start to have a better understanding of your rank and where you are in terms of ranking in the game this season. Jake benched Watkins for Nunes. Why? Why would you bench Watkins? That's pretty unfortunate. But I don't know, Nunes, which Nunes? I assume it's Nunes from Liverpool, right? And to be honest, I don't recall that Nunes has come off the bench, did he? So if I search on Darwin, so let me know if Darwin Nunes has played today. No, he didn't, right? So he didn't. So you're getting the points from Watkins. Should be really fine. Lars saying, so nice that Saka doesn't have penalties. I think we were lucky. I think we need to understand more. We need to find some quotes or something about what happened. And this is not the first time. But it seems like Saka is not 100% nailed on penalties. So if you want to nail that, you could probably go for Odegaard as well as Saka. But I understand if you want to use that spot for something. Even Kai Havertz has taken a penalty. So probably for his confidence to get a goal with Arsenal. But yeah, it's not looking good for FPL for sure. FPL Cam is wildcarding tonight. Good luck. Best of luck. Hopefully you get a couple of good info from this stream, so it can help you with defining the picks that you are going to go for. West Ham against Sheffield United 2-0. Bowen with a goal. Total AGI of 0.95. Big chances total 2. 6 goal attempts. And again, Bowen, he's someone I fancied and I really wanted him. But I saw him and Sun rising in price last night, and I decided to go for Sun. At the end of the day, it was only him who rose in the price, so I didn't gain any value. But still, he's a cheaper. He got also the goal, so would have been would have been nice as well to have Bowen in my side. I know some wild cards have had both of Sun and Bowen, so that must be the best case scenario for the owners. Ward-Prowse didn't return, but he had an AGI of 1.2, and it kind of feel like, okay, maybe he's someone that you can sit and forget, or just buy and sit and forget and leave him. He will take over the game weeks because we know him from Southampton that he is capable of scoring free kicks, scoring open goals. So yeah, Ward-Prowse is someone I would be interested in for sure. All right, so Wolverhampton against Manchester City. Huang, or shall we call the Korean guy, what was he doing? So Huang scored the winner, and he had a total XGI of 0.45, and Manchester City pretty much had Diaz, who scored the own goal. He was the best Man City player in terms of total XGI, which was particularly the chance in the first half, the header that he had in the first half. That's the best chance that Man City had the whole match. Aside from that, the free kick that Alvarez scored, we didn't really create a lot of chances or score like really, or get really clear cut chances to score. So it was probably one of the worst matches City played in a while. And it seems like we are missing Rodri big time. The only two matches we played without Rodri was in Newcastle and Wolves, and we lost both of them. So, yeah, let's see how we do in against Arsenal midweek, but it doesn't look great. So, unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. But if you have Alvarez still, this guy, I love this guy because I also support Argentina, and he was just incredible last World Cup, and he gives me Aguero vibes as well. But I started to hate him FPL wise. Like, I never owned him and I wanted to, but I'm maxed out with Foden, who is also testing my nerves as well. So yeah, I'm pretty behind when I compare Foden versus Alvarez, and I think 6.5 was a great price, and even 7 million now, he is still a great buy. But yeah, it is what it is now, so let's see. Last game, Tottenham against Liverpool, a lot of drama with this game, two red cards, a goal that potentially was onside but counted offside. Some analytical studios, especially in BN, they say it's an onside, so I'm not sure why VAR decided what decided. Suspicion about the first yellow card of Jota, it's just like a lot of a drama game. So at the end of the day, it was going for a 1-1, and I was preparing the presentation, marked this game as 1-1, and then the last seconds, the dying seconds of the game, Poro delivers a really good cross. Matip just converted to own goal in a very weird way. So pretty unfortunate, but I thought Spurs deserved to win this game. So yeah, as for FPL, we have Richarlison, who was pretty lively. I think he had one of the best matches in a while. It could be the one that he gets his confidence back. He in a big game against Liverpool, these moments can make a lot of a change in your mindset or even psychologically. So Richarlison could be back as an option. Not for me. I retired from Richarlison, but maybe we're gonna talk about him in a few weeks to come, because Spurs look very strong so far. Son, a total XGI of 1.07, biggest chances in total 2. Nice goal from Richarlison assist. And Madison, brilliant pass to Richarlison in the first goal. Total XGI of 0.36. So watch out for follow-ups and news regarding Son, because he went off apparently holding his knee or his leg. So we'll see what kind of injury he has. But yeah, hopefully it's nothing serious. And Luton Town next is a prime game for a Sun Hall, so I hope he doesn't miss out. For Liverpool, we do have Diaz and Salah that I want to focus on. Total XGI for Diaz is 0.72. Salah XGI is 0.44. I would have expected Nunes to come in when the game was 1-1, when things a bit still alive. But with the second red card, I think there was no chance that he puts in. I think the last 15 minutes, the most attacking player in Liverpool side was Szoboszlai, and the rest are defenders or central defender CDMs. So there was no chance with 9 men that he can put a forward there. So yeah, it's pretty interesting game. But yeah, ended up with Tottenham winning the last few seconds of the game. So progress to Spurs. All right, so that's the match day report. And for the sake of the time, let's move on to the positions. And first one, we'll start with goalkeepers. So most overperforming and underperforming goalkeepers, we have here Kaminski from Luton Town. He made 3 saves and XG prevented of plus 1.5. Neto, 4 saves. You will always find Neto top of the table. He makes a lot of saves, but again, Bournemouth don't keep a lot of clean sheets, so they conceded 4 goals. Areola, I saw many wild cards going for Areola, so nice 6-pointer for Areola owners. Made 2 saves, maybe 1 more, he would have had 7 points, even 8. Sometimes he gets into the bonus points as well. Onana, Pickford, and Steele are the underperforming goalkeepers. Also Ederson, the first goal was nothing really can do about this. So Onana and Pickford are problems. I think those two have to go if you have any of them, and I'm talking to myself as well because I have Onana. It's just not working with 5 million. I'm even 4.9, I'm losing value in him. I just noticed that. It's like, what am I doing here? Why is he still in my team? Anyway, so let's move on to defenders. And we do have a Trippier, 5 chances created, total XGI of 0.66. Estupinian with the XG of 0.49, a total XGI of 0.51 from that shot on target. That was a huge chance. Anderson, Cash, Lottier, and Sofal and Robertson complete the list. Sofal and Robertson have 4 chances created. Robertson in particular had a great chance to score, but a great save from Vicario. Total XGI of 0.23, and I marked him just because maybe there will be a time soon where Robertson could be a really good differential option, because many of us would be loaded up on Newcastle, some on City, Estupinian might be still, Cash as well. So if you look for a differential defender, Robertson could be a good one. I saw today that Trent has came off the bench, so he's back building up fitness. So I know Liverpool haven't been good defensively for a long time already, but Robertson has always the capability to score. So I wouldn't rule him out to be a great option again in the future. But yeah, that's about the defenders. Let's move on to midfielders. So we always spend more time in midfielders because the options are more. And Garner from Everton, 4.9. He had the highest XGI amongst any other midfielder today with 1.62. 4 goal attempts, 3 chances created. One of them is bigger chance, and he's at 4.9. So if he nails his place, you could really be looking at him as an enabler if you are looking for a 3-4-3 or even a 3-5-2, but you needed to buy an enabler. It might be a stretch to go for him, but yeah, he's someone that could help you enable for other big player. And he didn't return today, but with this XGI, it just, I didn't watch that chance or where is that coming from, but obviously he had a lot, almost 50-50 coming from the expected assist and expected goal. So he might be someone of interest in the near future. Saka, of course, comes second with 3 goal attempts, 2 shots on target, and a total HEI of 1.41, and that's without taking the penalties. Imagine that he took the penalties. We would be looking at almost an HEI of a 3. But I think, again, I appreciate that I am, as a non-owner, have gotten away with only 9 points from Saka. Ward-Prowse, Odegaard, Richarlison, and Son also part of the list. 6 chances created by Ward-Prowse and 2 goal attempts, both of them are on target, makes his total HGI of 1.2. Odegaard as well, taking the penalty, 3 chances created as well. Richarlison had a great game with 5 goal attempts, 2 shots of them are on target, and Son had 4 goal attempts and 3 shots on target. Bowen had 6 goal attempts, 2 shots on target, 1 chance is great, and it was a big chance as well. So the total AGI for Bowen is 0.95 as well. And last but not least is Diaz of Liverpool. He's again the best player in Liverpool, with Salah in fantasy wise. I prefer him over Yekbo or Szoboszlai. He had a goal that should have stood, apparently. I haven't watched the final review or so, but I've seen a lot of screenshots or tweets saying that he was onside. But nevertheless, Diaz has been elected from the beginning of the season, and he is the one from that you want to own if you can't afford Salah. Lastly, looking at the forwards, Isaac, top for forwards in terms of HGI of 1.98, so almost 2 goals, 6 goal attempts, 4 on target, and 2 chances missed as well, and of course the penalty to reward him with the goal. Calvert-Lewin is the second amongst the forwards with 6 goal attempts, 2 shots on target, and total HGI of 1.35. Watkins as well with 6 goals, 6 goal attempts, 4 shots on target, 3 goals, and 2 assists, including fantasy assists. So a total AGI of 0.98. And then Hoyland in the list, Morris as well. I highlighted him because I own him. That's biased a bit. But yeah, of course, because he has a double game week, 4 goal attempts, 1 shot on target. So it's kind of okay. So hopefully he can deliver again against Burnley. That would be nice. At least he can make up my red arrow a bit more gray. So we will see how that ends up. Archer is all right. 4.5, 0.2 XGI against West Ham. Sheffield United are not doing great at all. So it's kind of hard to expect anything from Archer these game weeks. And finally, Alvarez. Apart from 2 goal attempts, 2 shots on target, including the free kick, his total XGI was just 0.17. So I think that goal was brilliant. Had very low XG, but overall City didn't perform really well at all today. So kind of a disappointing day in the office. Okay, so almost hitting the 40 minutes here. So I'll have a look and see if you guys have any questions. I appreciate that we have almost 200 people watching the stream. So hit the like, only 36 likes. Come on, guys, hit the like, hit the subscribe as well to the channel, and show us some love. Come on. All right. Arsenal 5 penalties in 7 games, Lars. What I noticed is Bournemouth is the one that concedes penalties for fun. I need to look up this info, but when they conceded the first penalty, the first immediate thought is like, Bournemouth are conceding a lot. So it might be worth looking up the information about Bournemouth. Could be targeting attackers against Bournemouth, especially the ones who are on penalties. That could be a smart idea. So effectively, we are talking about 3 penalties in 6 games for Arsenal. That's still very good for Arsenal. So that's the problem. That Saka took 2 of them, I think, and Odegaard took 2, and Havertz took 1. So there is never a clear penalty taker for Arsenal, which is pretty annoying for the owners. I'm not annoyed by it, but I feel very fortunate because it might not happen again. Lars saying it was onside. Okay, they have now said it was a human mistake. Wow, that's a big, big call. It was 0-0 as well, so this goal could have changed a lot in the game. Morris getting 2 bonus points. Lucky Morris owners. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, man, I think he had a great game. Watching the chances that he had, he could have had a hole. So we're talking about an assist and potentially another 3 bonus points. So that's 1 point extra. So 8 points is not too bad for the owners. Yes, the total XGI was a bit low, but it's at the end of the day, a team like Luton Town is not really expected to deliver you an XGI of 1.7 or 2, like a Haaland or so. So I think around a 0.5 XGI for Morris is always great. Edward, good question. What does GA and BCT mean? Okay, I should have repeated that almost every episode for the new viewers. Basically, GA stands from goal attempts, so how many shots he's got in total, and BCT is big chances total. So this is more for the attacker or the midfielder who had the chance, a bigger chance to score. We refer to big chances total. There's another term we use also in the stream, is a BCC, which is big chance created. That's for the creation of the chance. So I'll make sure to mention that every episode, but hopefully this clarifies the terms. It's just more simpler to add it in the table because of the space. So we refer to that with the XGI, goal attempts, big chances total, big chances created, and so on. Bournemouth had 3 penalties against them in the first 7 games. Okay, I thought it's actually a bit more. So thank you, Lars, for looking up this info so quickly. Right, so that's it for today. Thank you, everyone, for watching the stream. I hope you enjoyed this one. It's great to be back. I hope you miss me a bit. I miss you a lot. So it was great to be back on the stream today, share some info about the match day 7. And for all of you guys, if you have still players to go for the remaining game week, so the best of luck. We still have tomorrow 1 game, Forest against Brentford. Monday we have Fulham against Chelsea, and Tuesday we have Fulham against Luton Town against Burnley. So if you have Chelsea players, if you have Luton Town players, maybe if you have Turner starting in your team, you need Turner tomorrow. So best of luck, everyone, and good luck with the decisions you are making during the next week, and I will see you all in next game week, next Saturday. Take care, everyone, and peace.